In December 1860, the first serialized part of Charles Dickens' Great Expectations hit the streets of London. Every week, readers were kept in suspense, waiting for the next installment. Over the next few months, Stanford University would let readers experience Great Expectations the way Victorians did. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
It's Thursday evening, and the Stevens family has settled into the living room to take turns reading the latest weekly installment of Great Expectations.
And Laura Mussy Me, cried the sister, casting off her bonnet.
Peter and Rosemary Stevens thought that the installment plan was a terrific way to read Great Expectations with their 7 and 8-year-old daughters.
You have two short little sections that are easily doable, and where if it's a huge book, you say, how am I going to approach this? Where if it's little pieces, you say, oh, okay, I can do this. And then you get hooked on the story and think, well, what's happening next?
It's a little like a very good soap opera, says Rosemary. Most of Dickens' novels, Oliver Twist, A Christmas Carol, and Great Expectations, were released in serial form. Stanford University professor Linda Paulson wanted to recreate that experience.
Imagine sitting there in 1860, this brand new Dickens novel. You know him as a writer, you respect him, he's wonderful, he's great fun, and you don't want to know what he's got in his mind.
Dickens' works were originally released in local newspapers. Stanford made copies of the installments and sends them to readers through the mail twice a month. The university kicked off the serial with a public reading by local actor Marco Baricelli.
My father's family name being Pirrip, and my Christian name Philip, my infant tongue could make of both names nothing longer or more explicit than Pip. So I called myself Pip and came to be called Pip.
For those who aren't familiar with Great Expectations, it is the story of Pip, who writes as an adult looking back on his youth. He faces adventures, love, and betrayal, too. Like many Dickens characters, Pip is born a poor orphan.
As I never saw my father or my mother, and never saw any likeness of either of them, for their days were long before the days of photographs. My first fancies regarding what they were like were unreasonably derived from their tombstones.
Paulson says Great Expectations was a good choice for this time of year because it opens on Christmas Eve and it has a strong message about family.
The idea of what constitutes a family, which is not necessarily the biological family.
Dickens was writing during the Industrial Revolution, says Paulson, at a moment when technology was altering daily life.
He was looking at a world that was in profound change and reminding people that there were some fundamental values that they needed always to remember. And I think that's not far off from what we are trying to remind ourselves of now.
More than 500 people showed up for the public reading, and 5,600 have signed up to get the serial installments. For many, like Allison Price, it is an opportunity to get closer to friends and family.
I'm doing it with my parents who live in Southern California, and my friend Miriam, and my husband, so we're sort of doing it together.
Although Price and everyone else could just go out and buy a copy of Great Expectations, most seem to enjoy waiting expectantly for the next episode to arrive in the mail. Laura Seidel, NPR News, Palo Alto, California.